TikTok's algorithm will automatically calculate and decide which pieces of content you should be on your feed. This typically has a certain lifetime, right? So content gets constantly being published. So whatever was published yesterday will not have the same impact as it was on the day of.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of The Influence Factor by The Influencer Marketing Factory. Today with me, Marcella, of course, 10 episodes together, right? But we have a new guest, Pablo. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. Pleasure.
Fantastic. What do we talk about today? Because in the past episodes, you know, for those people that maybe didn't tune in yet, you know, we talked about the creator economy and how to do organic, you know, content and influencer marketing overall and live streaming and what is going to be happening in the next years and so on. But we never really got into the paid side, you know, because people think about influencer marketing, the creator economy, and you think only sometimes that, you know, organic reach, organic type of content. But actually there is more, right? That you can get that type of videos and boost them, right? And we have Pablo, that is the expert today, to talk about them. So first of all, can you just say, like, you know, to the audience, first of all, in an easy way, what is the easiest way to just differentiate from an organic content to a paid boosted content?
So organic content, the algorithm of the social network, and if we're talking about TikTok in here, TikTok's algorithm will automatically calculate and decide which pieces of content you should be on your feed. This typically has a certain lifetime, right? So content gets constantly being published. So whatever was published yesterday will not have the same impact as it was on the day of. Where paid social or paid advertising has a lot to offer is that now it can maintain a certain level or a high level of activity and exposure at a consistent rate. So, right, so you don't have this huge spike and then all of a sudden a decay that goes pretty fast. With paid social, it all depends on the budget. So if you have a budget that you can invest, then you're able to maintain a certain level of exposure and maintain it over a period of time. There's a number of different goals that can be associated with your campaigns. And again, I don't know if we're going to be discussing about that later. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. But TikTok ads or paid social ads across any really social network has a lot to offer. And I think is a very nice and complementary strategy to the influencer campaign because you are able to leverage the content of the influencers and maintain it at a high level of activity.
Yeah, exactly. So that is like the main difference, right? Between having maybe a display banner or even a video that was shoot maybe in a studio, or it is like all these maybe fantastic polished, you know, scripted videos that, yeah, they work maybe for certain industries. But when you're like on a social media where you're on a entertainment app, as could be TikTok, you want to see something that resonates the same type of audience, right? We're going to go more in details about the do's and don'ts, but I'd say that that is like what maybe brands should understand, right? You want to do something that, yes, you can boost, but it comes as a native, relatable, authentic, right? A video that could potentially be, of course, you're going to, you know, say there is an ad, but, you know, you can still feel like that is still entertaining to you, right? So, Marcella, do you want to add anything on that before we move forward to looking at a different type of ads that you can run on TikTok?
No, I'm kind of agreeing with you. I would say this is the main difference. Of course, not every brand will need paid ads. But for example, I'm thinking if you're launching a new product or something like that, that could be a great first step strategy to kind of establish your presence online and then take it from there.
Also because, and we're going to go more in detail about that, but let's remember that anytime that you do an organic content, unless you put a link in bio, you know, there is not really any way to convert these people, right, to go somewhere. And a link in bio, it is, yes, can be powerful, but it's still two clicks away, right, compared to an advertisement when you have one click, right? So, and, you know, as a marketer, saving one click, it can be a drastic difference, right, in the user experience and in the funnel, right? So we've been working now on the TikTok ads platform from like since ages, it's like just what, 2-3 years, right? Since they started, yeah. We've been one of the first working as a yeah. beta testers, right?
Correct.
It was interesting to see, right? As an agency. So, Pablo, can you tell us a bit more? What are the main ads, like as formats that they work for? Like, let's not just think about, you know, the Fortune 100 company out there, but what about also the small, medium businesses that want maybe to run campaigns, so paid media boosted campaigns and so-called spark ads on TikTok?
Right. So there's really two main type of ads that fit the description you just mentioned. So one of them, as you called it, is spark ads. And spark ads is essentially repurposing the content from an influencer, from a third party, and boosting that. How is that done? That content creator of that content shares what's called an authorization code with the advertiser, and it's essentially telling TikTok ads that the content creating is allowing the advertising to use their content for their advertising purposes. There's usually a timeline associated with that, so the content creator can say, I am allowing the advertiser to leverage my content for 1 month, 3 months, etc. So there is a control of the timeline. Those tend to look a lot more organic, just because it looks like it is coming from the account of the content creator / influencer directly. So it's much more authentic. And in the TikTok world, it's all about authenticity, right? So you were talking about the different types of content out there, the ones that are more polished, looks like it's studio created. Those are probably great for a certain social network. But for TikTok, it's all about being raw, about being organic, about being authentic. And so the more authentic, the better. The second type of ads available in TikTok is what's called in-feed ads. And in-feed ads is you essentially have a video file and you upload it. So now you're no longer leveraging the content that was published on a content creator, influencer, or some other third party. This now is essentially your own. You're publishing it under your own brand name. One doesn't necessarily have to be better than the other. I know I have spoken about the benefits of spark ads, but it doesn't necessarily mean that in-feed ads are worse. Each can play its own purpose. And in terms of best practices, you should definitely, as an advertiser, be A/B testing both. Because again, the expectation might be that spark ads might work better. On several A/B tests, we have seen that in-feed ads actually perform better than spark ads.
And Marcel, you spend a lot of time on TikTok, as we do in the company, but you especially, I mean, you have been there, I guess, you know, from Musical.ly and everything, so you saw changing, you know, and how is it your experience like also with ads, right? Because as Pablo just said, we want to scroll and see something that really fit in with the rest of the videos, right? You don't want to have a destructive moment where you start realizing like, oh, this is a boring ad that will like, you know, scroll. So what do you see in that? I know that you also read a lot of comments. Can you also maybe give some other like, you know, tips on that, how to play it cool on TikTok ads?
I mean, I guess spark ads are the most like organic, because maybe you see some influencer you follow, so it's not something strange to see it on your For You page, okay? So maybe there's a link, there's anything you can, depending on your goals as a brand, put in. But I guess spark ads are, yes, the most let's say, not non-recognizable from a For You page point of view. Of course, when you open the app, usually you first have, the first video you have, it's an ad. So that, I guess, is the in-feed ad. Pablo, correct me if I'm wrong, or it could be also the branded challenge, because there are so many,
you're
more, right?
You're talking about the very first one? That's very interesting,
yeah,
because
the very first.
In my personal experience with TikTok, I've never had one of those. Never
really?
Had
That's the thing, is a top view.
That's the top view. Correct. That is the top view. So the top view ad. And so, again, in my personal experience of using TikTok, I've just never, for whatever reason, seen it. So I must fall outside of the target demographics that they're going after. But these types of top view ads are the ones that require, you know, a certain amount of budget. It's not as attainable to all of the brands out there, and so you do need to have a significant marketing budget in order to leverage those.
And also, it's a different type of experience,
it's
right?
Different.
Well, maybe on a bigger scale in terms of awareness, but maybe less on conversions, right? So it all depends. And we're going to go more in details also with Pablo later on in when it comes to KPIs, objectives, right? That is, I'd say, is the first thing that you have to think about even before starting the creativities, right? It's going to be a big part of that. And I think that still sometimes certain brands maybe have. You know, I don't want to say that they don't think it's important, but maybe they're a bit still confused about, like, and also what are their own objectives, and they don't know. And that's part of our job, right? Also to educate them and going and helping them in, you know, take all the different pieces of the puzzle, combine them together and be like, okay, because of this, you might do this and that, right? And that's why also it is important to work together maybe with experts on that. So, I mean, like getting to that, like, Pablo, like, I know that we work with different type of campaigns, right? Different type of verticals, different type of industries, different type of geolocations. And a good thing of TikTok ads, it is that you really like, you know, making different demographics, different objectives and so on. What is your process usually when it comes to start a new campaign? So let's say that a client come, right, arrives and then be like, okay, this is the campaign we're doing with you guys on the influencer marketing side, but we also want to boost them. What is a typical process that they should expect coming from us and working together with them?
Yeah, so the very first thing that happens is a kickoff call, right? So we have a kickoff call and we have this back and forth verbally where we ask a number of different questions. They obviously provide answers. Depending on these answers, that may trigger another follow-up question. So, you know, we do have a certain set of predetermined questions, but during the conversation, it may go off, you know, towards one side or another, depending on the answers. Then following up that kickoff call, we send them a questionnaire. It is a pretty straightforward question, nothing too complicated, but the answers to that questionnaire becomes, quote unquote, the source of truth for us. So whenever it comes time for us, the team, to create these campaigns, we go back to that questionnaire, and we go back to the interview that we've had during that kickoff call. That will allow us, again, set the foundation. With that, we obviously are including our own experience and best practices, and that's how we set the campaign. But once the campaign goes live, at that moment, it's what's called the voice of the customer, right? We all have to look at the analytics. We have to look as to what the market is telling us, and where do we need to optimize? Some creatives are going to be overperforming. Some are going to be underperforming. So you need to obviously pause the underperforming, allocate more budget towards the overperforming. And there's obviously a number of additional settings that we can tweak and optimize accordingly. I want to keep it this, you know, as simple as possible. But in a nutshell, that's how the process. I can run you very quickly through, you know, setting up a campaign on the TikTok ads platform. There's essentially four different levels. The first one is the account level. So when a brand wants to start a TikTok ads campaign or any other paid social, they need to create an account. They essentially are identifying their name. They're obviously providing their billing information, and that just opens the account. The next level below that is what's called the campaign level. And whenever you create a campaign, at the campaign level, it's essentially asking you only two questions. Number one is, what is your goal? Obviously, the goal of any brand or business can be completely different. Just to give you some examples, one goal can be awareness. So you just want to maximize the number of views. Another goal can be traffic. So you want to maximize the number of clicks to a specific landing page. Engagement, video views, follower growth, conversions and sales for e-commerce based businesses, and obviously app downloads for digital apps. So there's a wide variety of goals. And then the second question they ask you is how much you want to spend. What is your budget? And you have the ability to set up that budget, either lifetime budget or on a daily budget. The third level is the ad group level. And that's where a lot of the settings occur. This is really where you're targeting the market, and you have a number of different settings at your disposal. And then the fourth and final level is the ad, is the creative. And again, we already spoke about Spark ads. We already spoke about in-feed ads, and that's where it would go. And the call to action, which would include the link, which again, removes that extra step that you had mentioned, where now it's a direct call to action and will take you exactly where the advertiser intends.
So all these, right, to say that even if it is TikTok and some people might still see it as a silly videos, dancing people, yada, yada, it has to be seen as another serious marketing channel, right? That if you put money in, right, you should look at it at, hey, I'm putting this amount of dollars. I want to look at the demographics, the KPI, the objective is I want to have a clear picture of what I want to achieve. Because if not, that is chaos, right? If you don't really know what you want to achieve. So again, let's start looking at TikTok ads as, you know, as any other places, right? Where I would like to, you know, to go to and invest my money in, right? So, yeah, thanks, Pablo, for explaining a bit more again. And it's, I'd say, pretty similar to other, like, social media advertising platform, right? I think that they offer the same capability, the same experience, right? And so on. So it's again, interesting to see how TikTok, you know, it started again, you know, as this place, like, you know, just to have fun. And now we're talking about CPI and CPM and CPC and how to perform things, A/B testing, right? But I think there is much needed. Again, like, you can get to a certain point, yeah, thanks to organic. But after 2-3 days, that video, like, unless there is something crazy, it's not going to go on your For You page again, you know?
Right.
You're losing traction of the people. You have to add another couple of levels, linky bio and so on, right?
Yeah.
So all the time, it takes a little bit of time on that. And
if,
also,
if I can just,
I mean, like,
follow up on that, I'm, yeah, sorry, before you go move on to the next,
well,
point.
Yeah, sure.
I agree. I mean, TikTok and TikTok ads, I mean, I would say ignore it at your own risk. It is really the next generation. The social media, there's always been an evolution, right? First Facebook, then Instagram, now TikTok, and TikTok is, you know, going to be here for the foreseeable future. I understand that it had in the past this image of being an app for the younger generations. That has changed. And I know that to some people, it still retains that image. And I still have that conversation with a lot of clients. However, TikTok is a household name today. The growth has come from the quote-unquote older generation, and it's hard for me to say that millennials are considered part of that older generation, when I'm being a Gen X myself. But that's where it has come from, right? So when we have clients that are looking to target the 30s, the 40s, you know, say, oh, they're not on TikTok. They're absolutely on TikTok, 100%.
Yeah.
So, and that's one thing that with TikTok ads or any sort of paid social ads, you can do very well. You're able to target certain age range. And we've had many campaigns focusing on these quote-unquote older generations and have amazing returns. So TikTok ads organically, again, with the right selection of influencers and the right campaign managers, you can definitely reach out to those demographics. But with TikTok ads or any other paid social, you can target very effectively the correct age range for your target market.
And it's also, like, easier to track things, right? Because then you can put tracking pixels, you can fire events, you can really attribute, you know, depending on your attribution model, yeah, first touch, last touch, multi-touch. But at least you have, like, something that says, like, okay, I spend this amount, I'm getting this out. And I mean, like, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but clients started with, you know, going on TikTok just to test it out. And now they're like, actually, what is my ROI? What is my ROAS?
Right? We always get that question asked. And again, it is a very valid question, of course, for any business. They have to base their decisions, you know, based on that. I'm not going to go into the whole organic side because obviously that's a conversation in its own. And since we're talking about TikTok ads in this podcast, you know, I'll focus on that. So for digital application, it's much easier. TikTok has partnered with a wide array of third-party mobile measurement partners, MMPs. There's a couple of huge ones out there that I would say most of the companies are leveraging. But with this integration, it makes it very easy for us to not only able to measure downloads, but if some apps have some sort of subscription model or add to cart or any number of different steps in their funnel, we're actually able to optimize for any one of those steps. It's not just the download anymore. So we're able to really offer a lot more value, even more further down the funnel. Now, if we look at the other type of tracking, which is more on the website, typically e-commerce, TikTok ads has a pixel, which has been evolving. So at the very beginning, it was what's called a single session pixel. So pretty much it means that unless the individual converted or made a sale immediately after clicking on the ad, it wouldn't be able to record that. And so that would skew the data, and it was a lot more challenging to optimize accordingly. It has come a long way. There's been some upgrades done. Number one is its integration with Shopify. So Shopify being one of the, if not the largest e-commerce platform, has integrated with TikTok ads, and it allows for passing of a lot more data between the two. So that gives a lot more granularity. And then in addition to that, TikTok ads has also launched what's called the developer pixel. And so now it's not just specific to Shopify. Even if you have a non-Shopify e-commerce website, you're able to leverage this developer pixel, which does offer a lot more granularity. It is no longer a single session pixel. It does require a little bit more of a know-how in terms of installing the code on the website, but anyone that has a webmaster, it really should not be an issue whatsoever. So hopefully I didn't overextend the discussion on tracking, but I think it is an important one in the world of TikTok ads.
Absolutely. I mean, like, and things are changing. Like, you know, it started again, you know, as a beta version, right? And now it's getting more into that. But I also wanted to, because now we discussed about this type of things, but since we have a Gen Z with us, always, you know, that is Marcella, because it's definitely not me.
We actually have the three generations here now. I see you have Gen Z, millennials, and Gen X.
Yes, you see, like, you can really look at the things in different perspectives. And you should, like, Gen Z in at heart. You know?
There you go. Oh, me too.
That's what I mean.
That is 100% true.
We're all Gen Z at heart.
That is the approach. So, Marcella, anything that, because we talk about, like, what to do, what you should not do, especially, like, I know that we said that there are different generations, right? But Gen Z, I mean, like, at the end of the day, like, they are the one that understand, like, it's them, like, starting, right, you know, on TikTok. It's the one more, they can recognize an ad versus, like, a commercial. They are the one that really understand the multi-layers meme universe with references to pop culture and so on. So that said, like, how can you avoid, like, big mistakes? Because, again, you're going to have to spend money. That means that how can you not waste them when you do, like, things? So what is a no-no, in your opinion, when it comes to a video that you want to then to sponsor?
I think first thing, like, using way too old sounds or maybe, you know, trends that have passed, like, maybe 6 months or something like that. I think this is a big no, because you don't want to see something completely different from your For You page. And yes, it's an ad right away. I think the best ads I've seen in my For You page are always the one that blends in, even if there are infinite ads. Like, you can tell it's an ad, but if it's a good ad, I am going to watch it because maybe it's something I need. Because if I am the demographic, then maybe it's something I need. Like, I found so many things from ads. So I'm not the no ads thing. I mean, of course, I wouldn't not want an app completely with ads, but some ads are fine. Until they're, you know, until they resonate with my interests. So I guess this is the first thing. Second thing would be, yes, the usual not to polish content. So keep it as organic as possible, even if it's something like your brand usually is not used to do. Like, I don't think you need a brand account for TikTok to do ads. You just need an ad account, right, Pablo? Correct, yes. So you can just test it out at first. You can try to see how the customer responds to your products advertised, and then maybe use TikTok later on and get more into trends and having conversation and building your community. But I think if you want to try it first, try to be as organic as possible, and try to really provide value, not just try to sell your product.
And
just
on that
because,
point, if I may follow up, since we're on the topic of content and the quality of the content, one point that is in particular important in TikTok ads compared to the other paid social platform is a concept called content fatigue. And content fatigue is once you've shown a specific piece of content for an extended period of time, all else being equal, performance will start to degrade over time. For whatever reason, on TikTok, I've observed that phenomenon to occur a lot faster than others. So whereas in other platforms, a good piece of content might last you a month or more, on TikTok, you're counting it a number of weeks. So it is important, again, within your TikTok ad strategy to have a fresh stream of new content going constantly, because even the best performing ads will decay over time. And probably within, I would say, 2 weeks, you need to be contemplating changing the content, if not more frequently. So just wanted to bring up the point of content fatigue.
They're going to get old by the nature of what Marcela was saying also before, right? That you want all the time to get them. So it's more challenging, of course, because we all know that brands doesn't necessarily have a capacity or the, just the workforce to be there and all the time be on top of the newest trends. But I do agree on that. I mean, like if you're going to run something with a trend that was working 6 months, like, right, this is going to be counter-effective on your ad, because they're going to be like, are these guys really like understanding TikTok, right? And I also understand what you, Pablo, are saying about the fatigue, but also, I guess, the frequency cap, right, of ads. Whenever you do frequency cap on, let's say, display ads on Google, you can put in more because you are not really, sometimes you are not really looking right at those ads, right? They are, on a page that an impression doesn't mean that you're actually watching them, right? It's just an impression. While on TikTok, if you're scrolling, even if just for a second, but I think that your brain is going to remember that because right, all your attention is on full screen. So even if you are not interested, you are still seeing the first frames. And if you're going to see more and more, the next time you might go to more, not interested, don't show me this advertiser, this brand. And that is going to really affect like your score, right? And you don't want to have that. So really good suggestions from both of you in terms of like what not to do, how to be on top of things, and over like time, all the time changes things. So again, it takes more time. But on the long term, I think it's is what is going to really bring you the results, right?
Yeah.
Also, you have the sound association to add on what you were saying. So maybe you see an ad on, like, on a page without sounds or something, but with the For You page, or lure your attention is there. So if you have constantly the same ad over and over and over, you will get tired of it just by hearing the sound, and not like even looking, you already know what it's going to be. So you have to really strategize how you put out your ad and how you utilize the day
I have this ad that
ad,
like the concept itself is like, one of these funny ads that is absolutely, but it's in a studio. There is a crew behind that. It's not organic, but it's one of those that they take maybe a sort of like boring, product they use every day, they make it a bit, funnier, they try a different narrative. The first time that I watched it was like fun, but then the third time is the same clip all the time. And I know that it's the same because I like that, and I was like, okay, it's over and over and over. And then after a while, if I get it back again, I might, click on like, I don't want to see this anymore. And this is just gonna trigger something to the advertiser, and there are score, there are algorithms, right, all the single time. If you get many of those after a while, you're mm-hmm. gonna, you know, I want to say sometimes you can also be flagged because they're gonna look into your account and so on. So long story short, take enough time to do enough videos, change them, trying to understand what is happening, do the most possible A/B testing. And again, you know, detection of users, I don't want to say it's going down necessarily, but you want to see, they expect fresh content every single day. Because of the For You page, it's not the following, right? It means that you want to see new things every single day. I'm not talking about people that look at, they watch hundreds of videos every single day, right? For hours. So that's what they expect all single time.
No, that's why I always say to influencers to show what they like, because the more organic content they put out, if brands, as they should, I think, do social, you know, listening and try to see what people are saying about their brand on TikTok, they can just leverage their content with Spark Ads. They don't even have to, like, look for content, like, to people to do the content. They already have the content. They just need someone to do the right strategy on ads, and that's it. Like, you have the content, you don't have to approve anything, you just watch it. If it's cool, you just send it away to ads, and you have a brand new ad every
month. Let's talk,
you know,
before we start wrapping up on the topic, like maybe a couple of things. One, Pablo, is there any sweet spot when it comes to duration of the ads? Because we're used to have TikTok videos that started with really a few seconds, then 15, then 30, then 3 minutes in certain countries. Do you know if there is anything? Does it change by industry? Is there like a pattern there? Is that something that is a best case, like, you know, usage there, or not really?
It's a good question. I'm not aware of any, you know, grand average. I can tell you that there's a cutoff at 1 minute, right? So any videos over 1 minute, TikTok ads will not accept it. So it has to be between, you know, 0 and 60. The truth obviously lies somewhere in between. So it will come back to best practices and A/B test. And to your point, again, I'm not aware of any specific range that might be known to be more effective than others. Ultimately, I think that it's all about the quality of the content. And if somebody is able to very succinctly transmit the message, the value proposition, and you know, whatever other benefit that there is, the better. So again, everybody has a very low attention span, especially when on TikTok, because you're just going there to relax, not to, you're not looking for anything at that moment, right? So whatever message has to be transmitted very succinctly. So again, like I said, the cap is 1 minute. I would not expect the soft spot to be somewhere between 45 seconds to 60. I probably would expect it to be lower, less than that.
Absolutely. And yeah, as we said before, do not hard sell people out there to relax, to unwind, just to be like, okay, I'm want to have like some entertainment here, and I want to, like, you know, push, like, you know, my product in a subtle way. Again, you know there is an ad because it's written there, you know, and you have a clickable link and everything, but still you want to play it cool in a way, right? So Marcella, do you have anything else on that to add? Not really. No, you're like
No, I guess I agree. I guess the like the most successful one I've seen, I've always been like between 20, 30, 40 second maximum, not more, because you will, like, in the first 5 seconds you will guess it's an ad, if not in the first 10, so you have a little short time before someone wants to scroll down again, you know. Depending on the product, of course, if it's something you are interested in, you will, and the content is good, because the quality of the content, the quality of the audio, it's still something to take. Like, you have to think about that too, because you cannot put an ad that it's not even understandable, so people will scroll right away.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess these two things.
And what you said about also the audio, it's also interesting, because I know that this data came from another social media, but they were saying that people can watch like a quality of a video that is, maybe it's not perfect, but the audio, it's really important as well. Like, if your audio is a bit craggy, like you can feel like echo and everything, like the like someone cannot really continue watching that because it hurts you way much more than a low quality video. So that is also something interesting. Like maybe you don't, people don't think about it, but we know audio, it's really important on TikTok because it's all audio, it's image based, but audio makes so much difference, right? Between the audio that you use, the track that you use, and also the audio itself. You want to get attention by what you're watching, but sometimes maybe you are just scrolling around. If there is something that gets your attention, it's like good quality of audio as well together. So, so I think that like overall we can say that be natural, but do it in a quality way, right? Not because it's organic and raw. It means that you can record it with whatever, with a low quality and every, right? You want to have like good quality. And I mean, a lot of the times these influencers and content creators, they know better than anyone else how to create the right content, right? And how to do that properly. So that is also interesting to see. Anything else that we didn't touch base on today before we wrap up on the episode?
I guess the fact that people maybe because they don't use TikTok ads, but there are so many more like specific ads you can use. My favorite is the instant page because I feel like it's very interesting for e-commerce. And I think we'll see more and more ads like instant page. We're not going to get into details, but also something that comes to mind, our recent news, Ticketmaster that is partnering with TikTok. So now you can advertise events and you can have a link directly to the event like you would do with Shopify. I guess this is a really big smart move also because you don't have only brands that can advertise or services, but also events.
And you're removing friction, right? Because instead of having to go to a third-party website, putting your information again, you can buy with one click, right? And that is going to be the future of advertising on these type of apps. Removing the friction, making easier payment integrations, one-click payment type of thing, right? So I do agree with you. We are still at the infancy, I'd say, on certain levels. So
thus far, we've only spoken about digital apps and e-commerce website. What about service-based businesses, right, where they need or are interested in lead generation? So they want a lead generation capture page, and now TikTok Ads has the instant lead capture page where if it has the email address of the individual, it will even pre-populate that page. So again, removing one step out of the equation, which obviously only increases conversion rates. So to your point, obviously TikTok is always trying to keep everyone within their platform, avoiding as much as possible having to send them to a third-party website. And that's just, like you said, make for a much smoother experience, faster experience, and which ultimately leads to higher conversion rates. And brands love high conversion rates.
Pablo, what would you say is the ideal budget to start with ads
It's a difficult question to answer because the real answer is it depends. It depends on a number of different factors, right? Because number one is which market are you in? When I say which market, are you in the United States? Are you in Europe? Are you in a Latin American country? Are you in Asia? All of these markets have different costs because the competition is different. So that will affect that. Your vertical, your industry will also affect that. So take an example, dating apps, highly competitive area. Cost per downloads can be several dollars. Whereas for other apps, which might be a great app in a blue ocean, we were able to generate 10 cents or less per downloads, right? So it really depends. The only number that I can really share with you is what is TikTok ads minimum requirements. And the minimum requirements is $20 a day. So if you're looking for a month worth of campaign, then, you know, assuming a 30-day month, it's about $600. Are you going to get much data with $600? Well, it depends. It depends. You know, if the goal is follow growth, and we've had some fantastic results where we've had 2 cents per follower results. Well, with $600, you can do quite a bit of damage. You know, that's about, if I'm not mistaken, real quick with my math, it's 3,000 or 30,000. I don't know, but but you can do quite a bit of damage with $600. Again, in terms of community building, if you're talking about, you know, actual sales or downloads, it might be a different story. And always keep in mind, it is a process. There has to be optimization, right? So it's not that you're not going to get it right off the bat. There's going to be things that work and things that don't work. And that's true of anyone. Even the best experts in the field have to A/B test. They have to optimize. What we can do is start from a strong foundation, use best practices, use our experience, but ultimately there will always be continuous improvement, Kaizen philosophy.
Absolutely.
100. Absolutely.
Also on the product, like it depends what you're advertising. Sometimes the product speaks for itself. Sometimes you have to put a little bit more effort. So.
A lot of factors.
And TikTok is ever changing. So.
Well, I think that's a wrap for today's episode. We went really through, like, you know, best tips, you know, and do's and don'ts. We talked about metrics and different levels. So thank you for sharing more, Pablo, on that. Thank you, Marcella, also to jump in as all the time our, and not just professional expert, also TikTok, like trend watcher, you know, and understanding what is happening behind the scene. And overall, you know, this also wrap for our first season. We had 10 episodes together. Thank you so much, Marcella, to be the co-host with me on this first, you know, season. And stay tuned because the second season is coming up soon. We're going to have fantastic, you know, guests from influencer marketing in, like, you know, creator economy platforms, reporters and journalists are talking about the topic. Brands also, we want to learn also from brands, right? Because we are an agency, we see certain things, right? But the brand sees something else, right? So we're going to have a fantastic guest on. And yes, so absolutely, like, a pleasure to this first season. I think that we talk about many, many things. And we can see that the audience has been growing fast. I can see that more people are interested in learning about this. Like, finally, they are understanding that there has been a big shift of budgets. People are interested in the topic, right? So again, thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you, Marcella, for being the, you know, co-host and going through so many, you know, like, episodes together and a lot of work, you know, in finding the topics, editing
yeah,
and everything. And
you
know, there is a lot behind the podcast, right, that people really don't see. So that's a wrap. Thank you both for joining me today. This was The Influence Factor by the Influencer Marketing Factory, and see you in the second season.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.